ZY and 4ZLK. Press ZY and 4ZLK. ZLK clear.
And 4ZLK, KG4GNO.
ZLK, it didn't quite catch the call.
Call 4, Tango November Oscar Al, over here in North Greenville.
Hello to you, the name here is Shane. Tell me your call one more time. I was trying to remember it, man. I've gotten a couple of new calls today. For some reason, I'm struggling.
When you're mobile, you don't have a way to put it down somewhere. Golf 4 for Oscar.
Right, Kilo Golf 4, and then there was some interference. Sounded like somebody might have doubled with you. Tell me again. I'm sorry. One more time.
Fixes Tango November Oscar.
4 Tango November Oscar, TNO, KG4TNO. All right. Al, nice to meet you. How are you doing today?
Good. Got a pretty good amount of rain over this way. But it looks like it's lifting now. I heard you earlier out there mobile around somewhere.
Went through a pretty good rainstorm a little while ago as well. Caught the tail end of it, fortunately. I'm out down here off 25, right next to Donaldson Center. Headed back towards 85 and Malden Road, basically, is where my terminal is.
Well, as long as you're coming towards town, you'd be all right. There's another line headed this way.
For that. I try to avoid getting out of the cab when it's raining. It doesn't always help. Doesn't always work. The other day I got wet first thing in the morning and my shoes were still wet when I got home from work that night.
Looks like you'd be all right. That stuff's over on the other side of the state line there. But if it holds together, we'll get some more. So I'm not going to complain. Tomatoes and onions, I love it. They're doing pretty good out there today.
The rain is good for tomatoes. I don't get enough sunshine anymore where we live. I used to keep a garden at the last place we lived at, but where I am now, I've got a lot of trees, and it's amazing how much, I thought they were tall when we moved there, but how much taller they've gotten and how much they're crowding in the sun on my yard.
They make good antenna holders.
I'd like to get some above the trees, but I've got a couple wires running through the trees up about 30 feet as my end fed is up at the other end about 30 feet. So now you say you're in North Greenville area? My daughter and son-in-law live kind of between Furman and Whitehorse there, and I drive through there. Used to deliver Berea years ago. I worked for UPS. I used to deliver in the smaller package cars. Pretty much delivered anywhere in Greenville except for Greer area. But I drive through Berea down Whitehorse Road on the way home.
Taking it that you work some HF on that wire?
Got two wires. One's an end-fed. It's 130 feet long. And the other one is almost like a dipole, but it's fed with ladder line. I think that helps it resonate as well. It'll work 10 through 40 on that one. I can work 10 through 80 on the end-fed.
You're good to go. I've got an off-center fed dipole. The center of it's up about 25 feet in the oak tree out back. And I had to thread the wire through a couple of trees around the yard here. But maybe if I'm lucky, somebody bought the house more east of us, and they had a cleaning crew come in there and chop a bunch of stuff down, which we were proud to see. There was a big old branch hanging down out of their oak tree, and we're afraid it's going to come down on our carport. But there are some nice branches over there. I could stretch a rope over to it and get the end of my antenna up in the air a bit. Just got it tied off to the top of a hedgerow right now, and that ain't the best place for it.
You know, we lived in Simpsonville. I had a smaller backyard, and I had an 80-meter dipole up, and I had it angled about 90 degrees, and at one end, it was about 7 feet off the ground. It worked, but it was very compromised.
All right, do what you can, what you can. Anyway, we let you get on down the road there. You have a safe trip. We'll catch you on the band again. N4ZLK, KG410.
73 to you. Thanks for the call, and nice to meet you. Hope to talk to you again. KG4TNO from N4ZLK.